This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Ernest Hemingway was a remarkable man. He had a gift with words. He was a newspaper journalist, a famous reporter in the early to mid-1950s. And if you've heard of some of his successful novels like For Whom the Bell Tolls, and his most outstanding short novel, 1952, The Old Man and the Sea, Ernest Hemingway was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize and even today is recognised as one of America's greatest 20th century novelists. Sadly, Ernest Hemingway committed suicide in 1961. But what is remarkable about Ernest Hemingway is his master on the one true sentence. If you read any good newspaper today, you'll find most sentences are short. They're not long. And it's said that Ernest Hemingway once reported to have made a bet with some of his friends that he could write a novel in 6 words. So he asked to put $10 in a jar, saying if he could construct a story with a beginning, the middle and the end in 6 words, he'd win this money. So if not, he said he'd pay his friends $10 each. So he grabbed a napkin from the table and wrote these 6 words. For sale, baby shoes, never worn. For sale, baby shoes, never worn. His companions conceded that the 6 words indeed told a story. Well, then in the US, the Smith magazine article challenged readers to tell their own story in 6 words or less. Now, you can imagine that's quite an interesting challenge, and they received over 1 million replies, some very interesting 6-word comments. Wasn't born a redhead, fixed that. One tooth, one cavity, life's cruel. Someone else said, my second grade teacher was right. And then we walked barefoot in wet cement. And then this one that I like, what's broken can always be rebuilt. There they are, simple statements, 6 words. Could you tell your life story in 6 words or less? And so this is the one I'd like to look at today. What's broken can always be rebuilt. Yes, it's true. It's not easy. You might have been hurt or crushed by life's experience, whatever it was, and you might say, I'm never going to trust that person again. I'd rather trust my dog. And you could feel that life brings with it the possibility of getting hurt, and we can learn to be stronger in strategies. Yet, in spite of the best intentions, there will be times when we sense the damage. Perhaps it's our own stupidity or we've made choices that we know are hurtful to others. But I think there's a better way to look at this. What's broken can always be rebuilt. And that's the connection with God, our loving Heavenly Father. There's a great song by Matthew West called All the Broken Pieces. And part of the song says, because I can take even your greatest mistake, every scar, every tear, every break, and I can turn it into something more beautiful than you have ever seen. That's a Christian song. And when we hand over our lives to God, the most important thing, the most amazing thing happens, is that God can take the broken pieces and put them back together. Rick Warren is a pastor of one of the largest churches in the world. He hires a staff to work, and he refuses to hire people to work in his church unless they've been through some significant challenges in their lives. And on the Facebook page, he said, I only hire staff who've been hurt deeply. People who've never suffered, he said, tend to be shallow and smug about somebody else's pain. I thought that's an interesting observation. A broken soul, they know how to struggle with pain and probably are better qualified to help others. And in the Old Testament, we have the story of Job. Do you know about Job? He lost his 10 children. He lost his wealth, possessions. He had a horrible skin disease. He couldn't understand why he was suffering. And yet through it all, he says, the Lord gave me what I had. The Lord has taken it away. Praise be the name of the Lord. Despite his suffering, he trusted God's will and found out that all would be well. So God knows, and we can trust him. Thank you, dear Lord, that there are 6 words that can summarize my life. What's broken can always be rebuilt. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.